All right, there, we'll say one word on the FedEx, yeah. So it says over here in the Parashat Toledot that we're learning, that this cow got pregnant. The Pasuk says, Vayitrotetsu abanim bekerba. Vatomer imken lama ze anochi. Vatelech ledrosh et Adonai. So it says she was having some labor issues, some pregnancy issues. The Ben Bachya says that Hirayon Azeh Haya Mechudash Umshuneh Meshar Hirayon HaNashim She'en Derech HaNashim Liyot HaTeumim Mitrotsitsim Umitkotetim Babetet. ואלו היו מתרוססים בקרבה ומצטערת הרבה. So the was giving her a lot of צער. בן ברוך יעשה זה was not natural. So she says, אם כן, that she says, what does it mean, in Ken? If so, gadol tzar aibur, if it's so painful, lama ze anochi? Rashi, lama ze anochi, mitava, mitpalelet al hirayon. What am I praying for, this head? The question is very strong over here. Since one of the tzaddikim, Bo'et b'yisurin. So it's a little yisurin she has over there. So they're what? They're going to have children? She forgot the kirala that God gave Hava. Be'etzabon till the end. Every lady has a problem in giving birth and labor and stuff like that. So what do you mean? All of a sudden, because it was a little painful, she says, what am I doing? What am I doing? So they're for what? You want to have children? You want to stop by Yisrael? We'll stop the whole process because it's painful a little? So they came always have this or not. I don't have a problem. It should say that she had some pain, she went to the rabbis to get a beracha. I'm not worried, but tell you to drosh it Hashem. That doesn't bother me. But what if I told me, what am I praying for? It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. I mean, everything is pain. Everything good in life is yisurin that it happens. But she wants to, if it comes easy, I'll take it. If it doesn't come easy, I'm out. Listen, maybe we talk like that, but Tzadikim don't talk like that. Tzadikim, the Biakiva, he suffered. Maybe he say, hey, I didn't become a rabbi so they could rake my body. This is what it is. All my life I'm waiting for the Yisurin, he says. And maybe God's carrying them along on having children. And it's not going to last forever, by the way. It's not going to last forever. Sometimes Yisurin is open-ended. 9 months, you'll give birth and go away. Finish. It's a Yisurin Sh'ovet. So what, you can't hold out for another, whatever month it is? Is that painful? It's the Olam HaIma asked that question. En ha-da'at maskemet she-tem'as ha-sadeket b'hiryona le-tzad ha-sa'ar. Olam HaIma Kadosh. En ha-da'at, we cannot accept it that the tzadeket is going to reject her pregnancy because of some pain. And then the Olam HaKadosh says, what did they tell her? What did Shem Ve'Eved tell her that calmed her down? They didn't give her an epidural. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, La Shnei Goyim Bepetek, I have twins, Vezeh, Vezeh, Vezeh. What does that mean? She came with pain to the doctor, and the doctor told her, Shnei Goyim Bepetek, or Shnei Domim. Huh?
He gave her an explanation why they're pain.
Again, if a person has a headache, and the guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor explains the headache to him,
didn't go away.
Now he has an explanation. What does that going to do with him? So now he goes home, he tells her, now I understand why I have a headache. I feel much better now. You understand?
Gotcha.
What does that mean, Enochi? What does it mean? Give me two choices and I'll tell you. I need multiple choice. I'm a little tired this morning. I cannot answer without a multiple choice. Give me two choices, Gary, and I'll answer you. Enochi is either. Give me a question. I'm asking you a question. Give me two choices. What could Enochi mean? He doesn't want to answer me? He's asking, what is Enochi? I'm answering you. What, give me two choices. What could it be? He's looking at me. Okay. I don't know. He asks a question. I answer him. He doesn't answer back. You want to say it that Hashem, the Chavon? He asks what is Enochi? I'm asking you. Give me two choices.
What
do you say? I don't know what he wants the guy to say. Okay. Lama ze anochi? Rashi says, Lama anochi mitave mitparel al hirayon? Okay. What am I praying for hirayon? It goes to Shem Ba'ever. Shem Ba'ever, Rashi says, she went to Shem. The Baal HaTurim says, Ledrosh, begematria min Shem ben Noah. I said the word Ledrosh, begematria min Shem ben Noah. Okay, so therefore that's how you know she went to Shem Ba'ever. Furthermore, there's a midrash. The midrash says that when Rivka tells Yaakov to go get the blessings, so look at the pesukim over here. Pasuk says that Rivka shomaa. So she tells Yaakov, "Ine shamati, I heard everything. Da'ata b'ni shema, lech na elatzon, go to the sheep, ve'kapli misham, shnei gedayim izim, tobim. And then we'll make the mat'amim, and your father will bless." So, the Midrash says over here, on these words, Lechna Elason. The Midrash says, Lechna Elason, Mase Shnei Gidayim Izim Tovim, Rav Helbo Amar, Tovim Lecha. Who are they good for? Not for Yitzchak, they're good for you. Lechna Elason, Vekach Li Mishar Shnei Gidayim Izim Tovim. Tovim for whom? Tovim for you. Why? שעל ידן אתה תותר את הברכות. פשוט. תגיד את הברכות. תגיד, עזים, these two goats over here, or these two sheep are going to be the cause if you were getting the ברכות. So טובים, it's good for you. וטובים לבניך. Not only good for you, but for your children. שעל ידן הוא מתקפל להם ביום הכיפורים. Wow. These goats over here, although this was Pesach, if I'm mistaken, but he says, it's good. You'll get kapara on Yom Kippur. What does one thing have to do with the other? Kapara legabe Yom Kippur with the snake yedaye izim. Okay, so he goes to get the beracha. He goes to get the beracha from his father. And the pasuk says when he comes to get the beracha, v'yeten necha Elohim. V'tal ha-shamayim v'shuna aret. V'lo v'gam v'tirosh. So everybody jumps and says, Hey, you don't start a pasuk with a vav. You understand? You don't start a pasuk with a vav. It should say Yiten Lecha Elohim. Mediuk Am. It's the first rule in grammar. So everybody's jumping on that. Ta'am Umro Vav V'Tchilat Inyan. Or Hana Kadosh. Rashi, v'yiten lecha, yiten v'yachzor v'yiten. So v'yiten means not once. You have a renewal. Okay, that's a beauty. So the vav over there, yiten v'yachzor v'yiten. So that we're going to get twice. Okay, that's a nice interpretation. But then the question is, without knowing all the kavanot, Elohim usually is judgment. If he was blessing him, he should bless him with Shem Havaya. Right or wrong? Yud Kevavke. Why does he say, V'yitenecha Havaya? V'yitenecha Elohim. By the way, look at the Targum, and the Targum says, V'yiten lecha havaya. And now we knew that, do they change it? And also Targum Yonatan, V'yiten lach memrad de Hashem. Mituf, Talin, Arer. So they saw the word Elohim, but they didn't see judgment here. They didn't see judgment. But the Daz that came out of the Safot doesn't say that. V'yitim lecha Elohim zu midat adin. So that also has to be analyzed over here and discussed. The Gemara Ta'anit says, we learned many times at the end of Ta'anit, Amar ula bi ra'a amar bi al-azar atid ha-kadosh baruch hu la'asot machol la-tzadikim. That when the Mashiach comes, God is going to make a dance for the tzadikim. Mahol is a circular dance. V'chol echad v'echad mar'e be'etzba'o. It says God is going to be in the middle. And the pasuk says in Yeshua, everybody is going to point. V'amar b'yom ahu, Hine Elokeinu ze, kevinu lo v'yoshi'enu, ze Adonai kevinu lo, nagila v'nesmeha b'shu'ato. They're going to say, Hine Elokeinu ze, this is our God. Hine Elokeinu ze, this is our God. V'yoshi'enu, and God's going to redeem us. Ze Hashem kevinu lo. This is the God that we've been anticipating for. And of course, all the Mefarshim question why a circular dance? Why not a train? Why not a square dance? Why not a horror? Why not all these other dances? The waltz. They have a lot of dances. Why does it say that they're going to make a circular dance? So the Gaon de Vilna said in the famous Chiddush that La'atid Lavo. La'atid Lavod is not going to be any kin'ah and any sin'ah and any tahrut amongst the tzaddikim. Today, unfortunately, even amongst the tzaddikim and even amongst the religious people, there's jealousy and there's competition and there's, you know, all sorts of ayinara and so on and so forth. And everybody is trying to get the angle over the next guy and be better and so on. But La'atid Lavod, what it allows you to make a circle and put all the tzaddikim in a circle. Because in a circle, everybody's equal. A circle's not a dais. In a dais, some seats are better. The guy's got the end seat, the middle seat, the head. When it comes to this, a circle, who's got the better spot in the circle? Every spot is the same. It's all equal in the circle. So the Hakamim say that symbolizes that La'atid Lavo, there's not going to be any kin'ah and no sin'ah and no ta'arut. There's going to be, everybody's going to hold themselves equal. There's not going to be anybody fighting with each other like they do in this world over here. That this group feels they're better than that group and more religious and more important and so on and so forth. And therefore they look down at the next guy. All the tzaddikim are to come together, and even though one has a little more knowledge and one does that, there's no kin'ah, no sin'ah. This one does kin'ah tonight. He has a great hakamim, and they fight with him. And they talk about him, and they go after him. That's this world. It's jealousy. Most of the time, it's jealousy. But Bnei Olam says, you're going to make a mahol of tzaddikim, it means they're going to deserve to have a mahol. Because they're going to reach the level of no... No can ask. ואהבת לרעך כמוך. It's going to be a total אהבה. If I should say on the pasuk ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אני השם, that the word אהבה is 13. You can take אהבה equals 13. You take two guys that have אהבה amongst each other. So אהבה and אהבה. אהבה ואהבה. אהבה and אהבה is what? Two אהבה. Two אהבה is how much? 26. That's Yud Kevavke. So it says, ואהבת לרעך כמוך. That means אהבה, אהבה. What's the result? אני השם. So now you've made Yud Kevavke. You put the two אהבה and you brought out, and the Mepharshim say as well, that brings a mituk adin. Whenever there's אהבת ואין, there's mituk adin. There's a sweetening of the judgment. That's why it's אהבת כמוך, אני השם. Yud Kevavke. Yud Kevavke is when there's אחדות, automatically all the dinim are dissipated. All the dinim are go away. Ahdut is an amazing item. It's very difficult to achieve ahdut, obviously. But when there's ahdut among Jews, there's a tremendous ability to break any dinim. Chutam shulash kol b'meira yinatek. You put three people together, you can't break them so fast. One person can break, even two people. We put a group of three, right? Three means already a consensus. Chutam shulash, you can't break them. The dinim, they go somewhere else. Pasuk said, Habor asabim Ephraim anachlo. Even if the group is worshipping Avodah Zarah, which there's nothing more than arouses dinim more than Avodah Zarah. But since they're doing it be'ahdut, the dinim can't touch them. Because again, if they're doing good things, it's an amazing power. You take a group of guys, they're b'shalom, and they're bound to Avodah Zarah. So the dinim want to kill them, can't touch them. That's why in Sedom v'Amorah, Dora Palaga, first he had to separate them with the Safa. Once already they changed the Safa, and they lost the Ahdut, what do you mean? Keep them all the same language and kill them. It's not an option. You cannot do it. First he had to break the Ahdut. Once the Ahdut was broken, the Ben Ari said to the Talmidim, as long as you have Ahdut, I'll be able to live and teach. The second there was a fight on Erev Shabbat, he came in Erev Shabbat, Kivadnik Zedah Gezerah. The students were fighting with each other, the wives got into a fight, and the students, he said, that's it. Sure enough, a few months later, on the fifth day of Av, Alak Lebet Olamo, because of the Ma'loket. So you see, when there's Ma'loket, the Rebbeinu Chaim Vital brings down, Shlai Kadosh brings down. Ma'loket Ahad Duhe Me'a Parnasot. One Ma'loket pushes away 100 Parnasas. That means if a person has 100 opportunities to make money, one Ma'loket pushes away 100 opportunities. Today it's not too easy to get an opportunity to make money. Opportunities are far and wide. A guy finally gets an opportunity, but he has machloket with somebody. Forget about that opportunity. 99 more like this are going to be pushed away. That's exactly the proof that they bring. Exactly the proof they bring. This is Parasha. This is Parasha. Yitzhak Abinu digs well. So it says, the first well they dug, they fought. So what does it say? They called it the Esek, because there was an Esek over there. There was trouble. They dug another one. They fought on it. They called it Sitna. They dug another one. Velo Ravu Aliha. The third one, they didn't fight. And all of a sudden, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Shema Rehovot. They call it Rehovot. Flourish. Vayomet Yata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Farinu Ba'aretz. Now we're successful. Why now? The first two we were fighting. Not be successful. Not be beracha. Now the third one they were no fighting. Ki atay riv Hashem lanu ufarinu ba'aretz. That's a klal gadol. We told you many times with the Baal Shem Tov that the word kamocha equals 86. 86 is midat adin. 86 is Elohim. So the pasuk says ve'ahavta le'reacha. Kamocha ani Hashem. You turn the Kamocha, which is 86, which is Elohim, into Yud Kevavke. Kamocha, Kama, ani Hashem. That's the power. That's the power that Avat Re'im have. It turns Midat Adin into Midat Rachamim. We all know already many times that the Shem Elokim, Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem, which is five letters, there's 120 different ways to configure the Elohim. Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem, Aleph, Lamed, He, Mem, Yud, etc. Don't make all the different Tirufim. Five letters makes 120 combinations. Correct? Right. But the Yudke Vavke, as we know, Rezos Chodesh, Yudke Vavke, although it's four letters, but two of them are the same, is you can only factor it 12 times. There's 12 configurations of the Yudke Vavke. So anytime you see the word Zeh, which is the gematria of 12, that's a remez to the Shem Habayah, because it's factored 12 different ways. As an example, the Mefarshim give a proof to this when it says in the Pasuk in Bereshit, when the brothers were fighting with Yosef. Remember that story? So Yosef was looking for his brothers that were in the field. Huh? Right. Amen. So the Pasuk says, Vayelechu echav l'ot etzon avihem, says, go see your brothers. Vayomer l'Yosef, Yosef, halo achicha, Ro'im b'shchem. Let's go to Shchem. See your brothers. Lechna re'et shlom a'icha ve'et shlom ha'son. Ve'yimseu ish. He saw a guy there. Ve'yishreu ha'ish. Le'mor, mat tevakesh. Ve'yomer, et ha'chay anem ki tevakesh. My brothers, where are they? Ve'yomer ha'ish, nase'u mizeh. Nase'u mizeh. Rashi says, nase'u mizeh. Hesiyu atzman mena ahava. Doesn't say it, doesn't mizeh. How do you know from the word mizeh, they're having machlokas with you? Now, where are they? They went from zeh, What does that mean? So if he says, oh, when they show mizeh, hesiyu atzman mena ahava. He didn't say that. He said, nase'u mizeh. So he brings that to Tehachamim. Umina lele rashi lefareshken. He's bothered by that question. Yeshtava zeh begematria yudbet. Ve'achi pirusho nas'u mi yudbet shebatim. Meaning nas'u mi zeh. They don't want to be 12 anymore. They want to be 11. You're out. Understand? Nas'u mi zeh. They left the inyan of 12. That's how Rashi knew it. Ve'rotzim lehorgecha ve'lo yiyu ela yud aleph. Unbelievable. But according to the way we're explaining it, what's the end of the 12 Shibatim? Coincidence? Bediyu. The 12 Shibatim is connected to the 12 Tirufim of the Havayah. And since the Havayah is Midat Rachamim, it's only Midat Rachamim when the 12 Tirufim are all there. But if you start fooling around with the Shibatim, now you have 11 Tirufim. The Havayah is not complete, and there's already Dinim. Understand? For the Rachamim of the Havayah to come down, it has to have a full 12. But if it has 11 Tirufim, it's not Havayah anymore. So what they're saying is, Nase'u mizeh, which means they left the Ahava, they left the peace. Which means there's a breakage in the 12 Shemot, in 12 Shematim, and 12 Shemot. And therefore there's trouble. There's dinim now going to, and that's what happened. He went there, there was dinim all over Yosef. And then the brothers had dinim. They got trouble in Egypt. I mean, once there was machlok in the family, no family got, Yaakov fell into a depression. Everything went, the dinim right away came down. You see it. That's all means there, everybody fell apart. Yaakov fell apart, the brothers fell apart, Yosef got in trouble in it. Nobody benefited. Of course, the end, so there was sarot until it was sweetened. So that's what he says. Nasi'u mizeh. So, la'atid lavo, in this world, what happens is jealousy. Even amongst the religious people, Rabotai, even amongst the good people, there's jealousy and so on and so forth. Can and so on, but Latid Davo should be different. And that's why the Tzaddikim, when they come in that dance, and that mahol, the Tzaddikim, Latid Davo, what are they going to say? They're going to say like this, Hine Eloheinu Ze. Which means, we went from Eloheinu to Ze. In Olam HaZeh, it was Elohim. Judgment. Because there was no love amongst the people. Therefore, we had trouble. Yisurin and stuff like that. But now, all of a sudden, they reached the level of Mahol HaTzadikim, where everybody's equal. So the Tzadikim come along and they say, Ah, Hine Eloheinu, we turned the Eloheinu into Zeh. That was the transformation. And then at the end of the Pasuk, they said, Befirush. Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo. Zeh Havayah Kivinu Lo. This is what we were waiting for. We were waiting to get to this Havayah. We were waiting to get to this level over here where there'll be no Kina'ah and Sina'ah telling these things over here. Not only that, but the Torah is very strong. When it came to Matan Torah, the Torah doesn't tell us too much about what happened at Matan Torah in the prerequisite of Matan Torah. Fights of thunder and lightning and all that other stuff and drama. And then the Torah comes and says, It's an amazing thing, and the Chachamim teach us something that a prerequisite in order to receive Torah, which is the biggest barakah, obviously, the biggest shefa al Torah, is Ahdut. The Beru Ali told the Talmidim, in order to learn this limud, there has to be tremendous Ahdut amongst the Talmidim, otherwise this learning doesn't work. It's an amazing thing. In all other fields, Ahdut is not an inyan. I can be a selfish guy, an egotistical guy. You can learn science and math, but when it comes to learning, there has to be a Ahdut amongst the group. And that's why it says, V'yich Antal Yisrael Neged Ahar, there was Ahdut amongst all the Shevatim. Then Borei Olam says, there's Ahdut. Where the Ahdut of Shekhinah can rest. That's why, by the way, Borei Olam came down himself and started giving the Dibirot. What do you think? It's so easy to win the Shekhinah now? It's so simple to win the Shekhinah now. If one guy would have been fighting over there, then the Shekhinah cannot come down. It's Mahlokah. But because there was such a level of Ahdut, they brought the Shekhinah down, and it was too much for them. Okay, die. We can handle it. The energy was so strong. That's how much the Ahdut is able to. And that's why the Satan always fights the Ahdut. The Satan will always make politics amongst people. And they think that it's kedai to hold on to the mahalokin. For their silly ego, for their silly pride, they think it's good. I'm getting the guy. Little do they know that they're killing themselves. That there'd be so much berakah that they would have. So the guy really is getting them. Not only did he agitate him, but he's taking away his panasa now also, 100 times, every second. I told you what the one of the Mechaim Palachi brings out from Me'il Tzedakah, that all the time when there was the Mahloket of Korach, the man didn't fall. It's not the Midrash, I said. There was no man during Mahloket Korach. What they eat, was starved, no panazah. What do you see over here? It's an inyan. But not only that, the Torah would not have been given to us if there would have been Mahloket. That's what the Torah says, Vayichan. Vayichan is singular. It doesn't say Vayichanu. Boom, they're like one. Borei Olam says, give the Torah. The Skan knew that the purpose of giving birth is to eventually bring Shabbatim. She'll bring the continuation of the Shevatim, and eventually we're going to get the Torah. And all of a sudden what happens? They're fighting in the stomach. They're fighting. So it says fighting. And the other, that was never happened. Twins, yeah, but they're fighting with each other in the stomach. So you forget about it. If they're fighting already in the stomach, so what am I doing? So I'm going to bring two brothers, they're going to fight with each other. There's not going to be adut. So what are we doing? How are they going to end up saving the Torah? So she came along and she said, the banim are fighting with each other. But Thomas, she says, she was hoping that the Shevatim will be ba'adut. But if they're fighting already, Lamba Zeh is like Mazzeh. Where's the Zeh? Where's the Adut? So he says, if that's the case, Lamba Zeh Anochi. There will not be any Anochi Hashem Anohecha over here. We won't get the Torah. So what are we doing here? She wasn't worried about the pain. It was the fighting was bothering her. They're fighting over there. That's what the Kiddush Shlomo says. The Kiddush Shlomo says, לכן כשראתה רבקה אמרו שהבנים מתרוצצים בקרבה והיא חשבה שמשניהם עתידים לצאת בני יוסף. She didn't know, she thought both of them is עם ישראל. ועתה הם מריבים זה עם זה? שעקה, אם כן, למה זה רק כלומר, איך יקבלו בני את התורה הנרמז בתיבת אנוכי? אתם אי אפשר להיות בלתי עם מידת זה, ולא לך במידה על זה. ולכן, אתם לדרוש את השם. You want to ask? What are we doing? Maybe you should have bought. What are we doing over here? Something so good, we're going to fight? Anyway, we're not going to get the Torah. So stop. So they came along and said, no. Shnei Goyim. It's not Am Yisrael. You don't have Am Yisrael. You have half of what you have in your stomach is Am Yisrael, and half is Adrabah. Better to fight. You want them to fight with you so you don't get close to them. Adrabah. The machloket between these two is a good thing. You understand? The Ran has a question. The Ran says in his Derashot, why did God have to orchestrate that the Berachot of Yaakov would come in such a fashion? Let him come similar. Let him come like everybody else. Come to his father, one Berachah, oh, Yaakov, and Berachah, she says, no. The whole scheme. You know what the Ran says in his Derashot? It's Rishonim now. The Ran says, on purpose. So Esav will hate Yaakov forever. But that's a good thing. We want to hate him. How are we going to create a hatred between these two people? We want them to hate us. Because if they love us, then we're in trouble. But if Adrabah, let him go around the whole night. He took my blessing. I hate the guys. Beautiful. No, you're angry at us? Good. To stay over there. Understand? They to create the friction. It's amazing. To create the friction. Amazing thing. If it would have been done, B'Shalom, B'Shalom, gets along with us. He has claims forever. Good, you want you to have claims with us. So you won't let us into the golf club. You won't let us into the movie theater. No dogs or Jews allowed. That's a good thing. So. We're separate. We go to our own place. And the same would happen over here. So therefore, she didn't know that. She thought, it's happening. She didn't know that. She thought there's two clients there now. Two clients there fighting. So they go, Shnei Goyim. Oh, we're fighting with the Goyim? Okay, no problem. By my side, there's Ahdut. It's possible. Possibly you'll have Ahdut. It's not guaranteed you're going to have a Mahloket. So, okay, and then we go in the Lindor, we go forward. Oh. We learned in the shiur this week, if you remember, we said, what did Yaakov get? Yaakov got Olam Haba. That was his blessing. And Esav got Olam Hazeh. And then he goes for the blessings. And what does Yaakov Abinu say? Mitala Shamayim, Mishmana, Verov Dagan V'Tirosh. All Olam Hazeh. That's why Esav went berserk. I said, I don't have a problem. You bought the Bechorah. Bechorah is Korbanot. I don't know. Bechorah is spirituality. So he figured he's going to go into his father. His father's going to tell him, Kabanot, Keter, Chokmah, Bina, all the Sefirot is going to head blast him. Okay, stuff that we don't even know what he's talking about. And all of a sudden he comes out with a bag of gold. What is that? And then my daddy gave it to me. Daddy gave it. He's, you're the Olam Haba guy. So what did he explain on, during the week? Yaakov Avinu, he needs Geshmiyut because he needs to have a lot of Geshmiyut so he's clear to learn and to do Hashem's will. He can't be bogged down by trying to make a living. The Gemara says, what should a guy do? Get married or go learn? The Gemara says, Hayim b'Sevarov yasek b'Torah. How's he going to go get married? He has a yoke on his back. I can't learn. That means the Hayim b'Sevarov is hard to learn. So therefore, the blessing that Yaakov got was Olam Haba. But what? You need an Olam Haba to have peace of mind. So you know, now, the guy's got to go to work 7 days a week, from the early morning to the night, and then tell him at 9 o'clock when he gets home, go learn. I'd learn, I'd learn. Emails and China, and then 24 hours a day, he gets caught up. So the blessing of Yaakov is, so you can get to Olam Haba, to alleviate all the Olam Haza issue. It's a berakha of Yaakov Avinu. So it's something to understand that. It's after, hey, you take your money. No, the money's not for the money. The money's for that. You can take the money. You can take the money for this world. You don't got to have excuses. Yaakov has to justify everything he has. I have it, l'chmod Shabbat. I have it, l'chmod Yom Tov. I have it, l'chmod Pesach. L'chmod it's happening. I have it because I have it. What's the justification? Because I'm Esav. I have it because I'm Esav. I'm not you. That was the whole understanding. So Rivka Emenu, it says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says, Se'ilach be'egve ason. The Midrash over there in Shir HaShirim says, because the Jewish people are compared to ason. Why? Because there's no group of animals that are more ahdut than the sheep. The sheep, you see them in a flock. There's no flock of any other animals. You don't see a flock of giraffe. You see one guy giraffe walking around over there, running over there. There's a flock of them, 100 of them walking around. Flock of whatever, elephants or whatever. David, don't tell me you once saw 6 elephants. I know you saw it. You saw everything. I'm giving you as a mashal. You don't see it. I know you saw it. You tell me, I saw it once, the 6 elephants in the zoo. I know you saw it once. I'm talking as a general rule. You don't see flocks. We take a flock, it's a flock of elephants, it's a flock of sheep. Why? Because it says in the Midrash of Shira Shirin that the sheep are Be'achadut. The sheep are. So the Muhammad says, Se'ilach Be'egve Ason. Go look at the son. Go learn from the son. That's how you have to be. So, this guy Menu knew that if Yaakov Avin is going to get the blessings don't come only with his Ahadut. How are you going to get Geshmiyut? What does the pasuk say? Asam gibulech shalom. Halif haitim yasbi'ech. When there's peace, there's halif haitim. The fat of haitim. Not only the fat of haitim, yasbi'ech. But the prerequisite is shalom. Otherwise, so now you can go to your father to get berachot. So what does he say? He says amazing. Lechna elatzon. You not only go to the sheep and get the sheep and make a sandwich. Lechna elatzon. Go to the sheep over there. Meaning, Se'ilak be'egve ason. Go learn from the sheep, Yaakov. V'kachlim misham shnei gedei ezim tovim. Tovim for you. Because if you have ahdut, it'll be tovim for you, it'll be tovim for your children. That's the inyan of the adut. And the Achamim say, amazing Hiddush. The Mishnah says, Averot sheben Adam lamakom Yom al-Kippurim mechaper. Averot sheben Adam lachavero אין יום הכיפורים מכפר עד שירצה את חברו. Simple how you learn it. These עבירות כיפור handles and these עבירות Kippur does not handle until you appease the guy. But the Pharisees explain different. It's about two guys over here. One guy only has Averot ben Adam Namakom. Averot ben Adam Namakom? That's all he has? Averot ben Namakom? Yom Kippur Kippur. However, if he also has Averot ben Adam Namakom, now, in the Yom Kippurim, Mechaper on the Ben Adam Lamakom. In the Yom Kippurim, Mechaper on what? On the Ben Adam Lamakom. I see the same Havero. Because Borei Olam says, what do you mean? I should forgive you? What do you mean? Go forgive your friend first. Go make peace with your friend. Borei Olam says, what are you talking about? As long as you don't fix your friend first, don't even come to me. Because what is it? You want Beracha. I got to give you Beracha. So it's consistent. When they're alone, that's all you have. But Ben Adam, Averot Ben Adam Lachavero, and Yom Kippur Mechaper on the Ben Adam Lamakom. Understand? Because Borei Olam says, listen, to have my kapara, first settle all the accounts over here. When you finish everything over here, that means the shalom, and that's what the Midrash was saying. Tovim! What was the Lashon of the Midrash? Shnei Gedayim, Ezim Tovim. The Lashon of the Midrash is, Sha'al Yadan Hu Mitkapel Lahem B'Yom Kippurim. That's what it means. Once already there's the Inyan of Gedayim, Ezim Tovim, the Shalom amongst Am Yisrael, there's no problem. And would we say once there's Ahdut? Once there's Ahdut, so now, Kamocha Ani Hashem, even the dinim become mercy. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'yitem mecha Elohim. So we said, why is that with a vav? So we said, V'yitem, V'yazo V'yitem. So the Mepharshim say, so it's V'yitem, V'yazo V'yitem, two vav now. Vav is motif. So Vav is Vav Aleph Vav. Vav Aleph Vav is how much? 13. That's Ahava. V'yitin. Two Vav. That's 26. So that's what Yaakov Avinu was telling, his father was hinting to him. V'yitin. If you have the two Vav, then already V'yitin Mecha Elohim, then even the Midat HaDin has to give it to you. Because the deen becomes the mutak, and that's why the Targum says, Yud Hevavke. Understand? The Targum, by the way, says Elohim, Yud Hevavke. Of course, because the point is, once already, the prerequisite is Ahdut amongst Am Yisrael, Vav Vav, so even the Midat HaDin has to give you these things. There's no Midat HaDin. Midat HaDin becomes the Rahamim. There's no deen. There's no deen. Even the Elohim is going to give it to you. If he's going to be the deen, you're going to get it. Normally, the deen punishes. But if you switch the deen around to the nursery, even the deen is on your side. So the Targum comes along and says, by the way, that Elohim will become a Yud Kevavke. Otherwise, why would you say Yud Kevavke? But all that is predicated on what? On the Adut. That's all this cow was worried about. What's going to be with the Adut of Am Yisrael? What's going to be with the Shalom Am Yisrael? Where's the way? Am Yisrael's home. Zamma Zeh. What's going to be with the Zeh? What's going to be with Anochi? Anochi Hashem Anoecha. I'm going to get the Torah. And that's why when God gave the Torah, what did he say? Anochi Hashem Anochecha. Because when he had Ahdut, that Hashem already was able to mimetek the Elohecha. Anochi Hashem Anochecha. What was it? Elohecha. We don't want Elohecha. It's Shavuot. Hashem Anochecha. It's already made a mitukadin on it. Why? Why? And this is the secret over here of the parasha. The whole concern of Rivka was not labor pains. It was not that she's having a hard pregnancy. She was concerned, my children are fighting. And when the kids are fighting, then she knows, there goes the parnasah of Am Yisrael. When the kids are fighting, there goes the Torah of Am Yisrael. There goes everything. For that, already Rivka needed to go to the tzaddikim. That's where it says, V'tilich l'drosh et Hashem. She went to search, where's the Havaya, the Drosh et Hashem? Because now this is trouble. Where am I going to find the Yud Kevavke and all this? So So then, what did they tell her? They told her, don't worry, Shnegle Esav is Esav. Adrabah, we want Esav to fight with you. What are you talking about? Esav, it has to be like this. Like the Ran says. It has to be set up like this. But Yaakov Abinu Kanada, that's why it says, Nase'u Mizeh. And that's why when Hashem gave us the Torah, what does it say in the Pasuk? Mizeh Mizehim Ketuvim. That the Torah is only Mizeh Mizeh. When there's Ahdut and Am Yisrael, then the Torah is able to. And that's why it says, Atid Rav Hashem is going to make a Mahol HaTzadikim. And the Tzadikim are going to say, Hineh Eloheinu. Now we made it 12. The 12 Shevatim, the 12 Sirufim of Havayot. And that's the goal. Of course, you have to wait till that time, okay, but we have to try even now, even if we cannot change the whole world, but at least in the Beit Knesset. Well, it's a controlled environment. We have 100 guys that come and pray. At least Mechazek the Shalom. Baruch Hashem, our synagogue is a model when it comes to this. Other synagogues, there's politics, and people come in, and everybody's fighting, everybody's trying to get an angle, an edge, and there's no beracha. And there's no beracha. They think, because they're fighting with each other, it becomes, and there's no beracha. Nobody benefits. Everybody loses. And all of a sudden you come to a different place, and people are mevater one to another, and people give in to the next guy, and then they mechaber the next guy, and they overlook things. Ah, a bunch of wimps over in this place. Bunch of wimps. Look at the beracha that's coming down over there. Look at the beracha. I'll be a wimp. Give me beracha. You tell me be a wimp, I get beracha. I'll be a wimp all day long. Give me beracha. No, be an idiot and suffer. Those are the choices. So therefore, we have to mechazek the ahdut in the Beit Knesset. Each one, each one has to help their friends and mechazek each other and give them good work. And not to get involved in the petty stuff. Tamid Hakamim Mavim Shalom. Anybody that's Tamid Hakam is Mavim Shalom. Anybody that's not a Tamid Hakam is Mavim Politics. It says in the Tanakh Eliyahu, only Tamid Achim have the ability to make shalom. Baruch Hashem, all Tamid Achim move here. This is what the cow was right. Not about because she had some morning sickness. Big deal, Shtoyot. But when you throw Tetsuah Banim the Kirbah, the brothers are fighting. And the answer was, they're not brothers. This guy's not related to Yaakov. Yaakov is Yaakov, it's not his son. Let them fight for the rest of the. Oh, it's a Mahabore. Baruch Hashem.